Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn 145. Sing hymn 145.
Simply trust in every day, trust in who is standing there. Even when my faith is small, trust in Him that is all. Trust in as the moments fall, trust in as the days go by, trust in Him that will be found, trust in Jesus that is all. Brightly doth His Spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. Now He leads, I cannot fall. Trust in Jesus, that is all. Trust in as the moments fly. Trust in as the days go by. Trust in Him above the sky. Trust in Jesus, that is all. Seeing if my way is clear, praying if the path be dear, if in danger for Him care. Trust in Jesus, that is all. Trust in as the moments fall. Trust in as the days go by. Trust in who was before. Trust in Jesus, that is all. Trust in Him, my life shall last. Trust in Him to act. Till we've just the more. Trust in Jesus, that is all. The moment shy. Trust in as the days go by. Trust in Him, whatever befall. Trust in Jesus, that is all.
For tonight's family altar, let us read Psalms 31. Let us read Psalms 31. This is a psalm of David, and altogether there are 24 verses. Psalms 31, in Jesus' name I read. In Thee, O Lord, do I seek refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In Thy righteousness deliver me too. Incline Thy ear to me, rescue me speedily. Be Thou a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. 3. Yea, Thou art my rock and my fortress. For Thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. 4. Take me out of the net which is hidden for me, for Thou art my refuge. 5. Into Thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. 6. I hate those who pay regard to vain idols, but I trust in the Lord. 7. I will rejoice and be glad for Thy steadfast love, because Thou hast seen my affliction. Thou hast taken heed of my adversities. 8. And hast not delivered me into the hand of my enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a broad place. 9. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes is wasted from grief, my soul and my body also. Then, for my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away. 11. I am the scorn of my adversaries, a horror to my neighbors, an object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me in the street flee from me. 12. I have passed out of mind like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel. 13. Yea, I heard the whispering of many, terror on every side, as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life. 14. But I trust in thee, O Lord. I say thou art my God. 15. My times are in thy hands. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and persecutors. 16. Let thy hand shine on thy servant. Save me in thy steadfast love. 17. Let me not be put to shame, O Lord, for I call on thee. Let the wicked be put to shame. Let them go dumbfounded to Sheol. 18. Let the lying lips be dumb, which speak insolently against the righteous in pride and contempt. 19. Oh, how abundant is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for those who fear thee, and wrought for those who take refuge in thee, in the sight of the sons of men. 20. In the secret place of thy presence thou hidest them from the plot of men. Thou holdest them in secret under thy shelter from the strife of tongues. 21. Blessed be the Lord, for he has wondrously shown his steadfast love to me when I beset as a besieged city. 22. I have said in my haste, I am cut off from thy sight, but thou didst hear my supplication when I cried to thee for help. 23. Love the Lord, all you his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but abundantly requites him who acts haughtily. 24. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. So this is Psalm 31. So as written in the topic or the superscription, it is a Psalm of David. And here says to the choir master, so we know that it is sung in the worship. All right, so here there is not much written about the background, but of course from the Psalms we know about the situation that David was in. In the verse 4, the upper portion, he says, take me out of the net which is hidden for me. So a net was set against him to trap him. Then in the verse 13, yea, I hear the whispering of many, terror from every side, as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life. Alright, so his life was in danger. And in the verse 15, the lower portion, deliver me from the hand of my enemies and persecutors. Alright, so this was the danger, the situation that he was in, danger to his life. But also concerning himself, in the verse 9, the upper portion, he says, I am in distress. And also in the verse 10, the third line, my strength failed because of my iniquity. Alright, so it is not only from the external, his enemies, the persecutors, but also he did mention about his iniquity. Alright, so he was at the time in this position. So therefore, this Psalm 31 tells us about trusting in the Lord. All right, so this will be our topic, trusting in the Lord. So in the verse 6, the lower portion, David says, but I trust in the Lord. And in the verse 14, but I trust in thee, O Lord. All right, so this Psalms encourages us to trust in the Lord in the time of difficulties, in the time of distress, in the times of our sorrow. And of course, here also tell us to what extent. All right, so we must trust in the Lord, but to what extent? So in the verse 5, David says, the upper portion, into thy hand I commit my spirit. Just likened to the Lord Jesus, as recorded in the Luke chapter 23, verse 46. Luke chapter 23, verse 46, we can see that the Lord says, I commit my spirit. In the Acts chapter 7, verse 59, Acts chapter 7, verse 59, it tells us about Stephen, also mentioning about his spirit. Alright, so when we say we trust in the Lord, it is likened to David here. He says, into thy hand I commit my spirit, in the verse 5, the upper portion. And in the verse 14, David says, but I trust in thee, O Lord. To what extent? Verse 15, upper portion. My times are in thy hand. Alright, so it means his life, all the events of his life is in the hands of the Lord. Alright, so today when we say we trust in the Lord, we must go to the extent of totally submitting our whole life into the hands of the Lord. So this is the highest point that we can go when we say we trust in the Lord. Alright, so we can see this from the Psalms 31. And for Psalms 31, we can divide it into three parts. So the first part, it is from verses 1 down to verse 8. It tells us about trusting in God and prayer to the Lord God. Then the second part, verses 9 down to 18, it tells us about the complaints. Of course, it tells about prayer, but about the complaint, about the situation that David was in. Then the third part, from 19 down to 24, it tells us about the praise, to praise the Lord. Alright, so they are the three parts that we can just divide it into. So we quickly run through these three parts. So in the first part, telling us today we must trust in God. Alright, so at the time, in the verses 1 down to 2, verses 1 and 2, we can see about the prayer and the request of David. So David says, in thee, O Lord, do I seek refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In thy righteousness, deliver me. So he asked that the Lord deliver him, that he will not be put to shame. So verse 2, he asked the Lord to hearken to his prayer, to rescue him speedily. Because here says, thou a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. So this is the request and the prayer of David. And why David was able to turn to the Lord to trust in him? Because we know of his relationship with the Lord God, because of his knowledge and his faith in the Lord. So he know about the Lord. So from the verses 3 down to verse 5, here David says, thou art, verse 3, my rock and my fortress. In the verse 4, thou art my refuge. So he took the Lord as his rock, as his fortress, and as his refuge. that the, he will turn to the Lord. Then in the verse 5, he says, into thy hand I commit my spirit. Why? Because here David says, thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. So he know, he truly understand the Lord God in whom he worship and who he is and what role he was able to play in the life of David. So he was able to trust in the Lord to commit his life, his spirit into the hands of the Lord. And of course, why he was able to do this, also in the verse 6, he knew himself. He says he was one who hate those who pay regard to vain idols. But David was not like that. He was a true worshipper of God. So in the verse 6, the lower portion, he says, but I trust in the Lord. He do not turn to the idols, but he trust in the Lord. And why he was able to do this, just now we say, true knowledge of the Lord. And not only because of his knowledge and relationship and faith in the Lord, but because of his experience. So in the verse 5, the lower portion, David says, thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. So this is in the past tense. And in the verse 8, I will rejoice and be glad for thy steadfast love. He knows about the love of the Lord. Because thou hast seen my affliction, thou hast taken heed of my adversities. Thou hast delivered me. Thou hast set my feet in a broad place. So here all this mentioned, thou hast. Alright? So David had great experience in the Lord in the past. Alright? So here tells us in the first part, the prayer of David, how he turned to the Lord, how he trusted in the Lord, because of his faith, his knowledge of the Lord, and because of what he experienced in his life in the past when he turned to the Lord. But in the second part now, from verses 9 down to 18, we can just subdivide it into three areas. Of course, this part tells us about his prayer, where he complained or he made known about his position. So in the verses 9 and 10, it tells us about internally, about his personal situation, alright? So in the verse 9, be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. So he says what? My eyes is wasted from grief, my soul, my body also. Here all the mind, my eye, my soul, my body. Verse 10, my life is spent in sorrow and my years with sighing. My strength fail because of my iniquity and my bones waste away. So all the mind, alright? So this is his personal situation. So he prayed to the Lord God, telling the Lord about his situation. This relates to him personally, or we say internally. But of course, from the 11 down to the 13, now it is from external. Alright, so externally, he also faced with all this. Verse 11, I am scorned of all my adversaries. Alright, I am the scorn of all my adversaries. Here, my neighbors, my acquaintances, also those who see him in the street fleeing from him. So this was what he also met. It is from the external, from those whom he knew, from the society, from the people. Alright? And of course, here also says those whisperer. That's why at the time, he prayed to the Lord God, pouring forth his soul to the Lord about his situation. So it was his complaint. But even though he was in such a situation, from his personal matter, personal situation, and from external, but yet now, in the verse 14, we say this is the topic, the theme, but I trust in thee, O Lord. So even though he was in such a situation, but he trusts in the Lord. For he says, thou art my God. So my times are in thy hands. So he prayed that the Lord will deliver him. So from the 16 down to 18, we can see the let. All right, so towards himself, he pray, he asked the Lord to act. Let thy face shine on thy servant, save me. All right, let me not be put to shame, for I call on thee. So he prayed the Lord to act. He totally leave it into the hands of the Lord, but he asked the Lord to act. So let. But towards the wicked, let the wicked be put to shame. Let them be dumbfounded. Let the lying lips, so and so. All right. So at the time, he prayed that the Lord will act upon his prayer, that the Lord would hearken to him because he trusted in the Lord. He totally submit his whole life and whatever happened to him into the hands of the Lord. So this second part tells us about his complaint, about his prayer. And we know the situation that he was in. Then the third part, now this is the prayer to ask, to praise. So in the verse 19, here he tells us about the mighty words of God towards man. He says, oh, how abundant is thy goodness. And of course, the Lord will help, but there are here two requirements. So in the 19 and 20, in the verse 19, which thou hast laid up on those who fear thee, and wrought for those who take refuge in thee. So today there are two requirements. When we say we turn to the Lord, we trust in him, we pray that he will deliver us our help. So we must be those who fear the Lord and those who turn to him, to trust in him, to seek refuge in him. Then definitely, as verse 20 says, the Lord will hide them, the Lord will hold them. All right. So this is the goodness of the Lord that we worship. So this is a general principle. We must fear him. We must be those who turn to him, to take refuge in him. Then the Lord will act. So personally, now verse 21, blessed be the Lord, for he has wondrously shown his steadfast love for me. So David thanked the Lord that the Lord showed his steadfast love. So even though verse 22, he says, in my haste, he once said, I am cut off from thy sight. So in his weaknesses, in the haste, David said this verse. But yet how? The Lord still hearkened to his supplication when he prayed for help. So the Lord understands. At times, in a certain situation, we may be weak. So in the haste, our words may be hasty. Our words may offend God. Our words may show forth that we lack in faith. But here David says, in his haste, he said this verse that he was cut off from the Lord's side. But yet he thanked the Lord. He turned to the Lord. He prayed. The Lord still hearkened to his prayer. So here he blessed the Lord. He thanked the Lord. He praised the Lord because the Lord is good, the Lord that he worshiped. So he has trusted in the Lord. So lastly, now as an encouragement, exhortation to others. So in the verse 23, love the Lord. All right. So this is an encouragement today, a call for us to love the Lord, we who are his saints. The Lord will preserve us, those who are faithful. But remember, the Lord also will require, requite those who act haughtily. So today, verse 24, we must be strong. Let our hearts take courage in the Lord. We, those who wait upon him, we, those who hope for him. So no matter how, we must praise the Lord. We must turn to him. We must love him, because he will help us. Alright, so today in our life of faith, we will experience ups and downs. So when we are experiencing troubles, so let us be like David. We must trust in the Lord, alright? We must trust in the Lord, turn to the Lord. But to what extent? To the extent we commit our whole life, we commit our whole life, alright, into the hands of the Lord and wait for the Lord. May the Lord Jesus help us. Now we will spend the rest of our time for prayer. We will pray only around 7 minutes. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We thank to the grace of the Lord. May the Lord continue to bless and guide. We'll end our family altar here. Amen.